Welcome to Shomar Shavon and Daf from Sochim Daf Nunei. The Mishnah Amud Aleph tells us that in Yehuda they used to do melacha on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, and in the Galil they wouldn't have done melacha at all. So to explain a little bit more why Yehuda did melacha and Galil did not do melacha, let's be misayin in the following. Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen tells us in the Sefer David Tzedek that the difference between Yehuda and Galil is the Yehuda represents Shevet Yehuda, which is the source of Mashiach ben David. The Galil represents the Aseres HaShvatim, which the head of Aseres HaShvatim is Yosef, and from them comes Mashiach ben Yosef. Ritzadeh goes to explain the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Nun Gimel that says that Bnei Yehuda, they learned from one Rebbe, and therefore they had a kiyum to their Torah. And Bnei Galil, they learned from many Rabbanim, and they didn't have a kiyum to their Torah. Says of Tzadik that we're referring to the Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David all comes from one family. David the Melech and all his children were the Melochim, were the kings, on Yehuda, on that part of Eretz Yisrael, that stayed, and from there will come Melech HaMashiach. It's one Rebbe, it's one Melech, it's one dynasty. But when we're talking about Malchus Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim, there the Melochim are changing from one to another. It's always being replaced. There's many Rabbanim, many Melochim. Melech Ben David will survive. Niskay Meter B'Yodom refers to Melech HaMashiach, who's going to be the ultimate Mashiach. The Anshei Galil, they have Torah, but they don't keep it. Because it says, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, the Mashiach ben Yosef will die in the end. He will not be able to bring the full redemption. So Yehuda represents Melech Mashiach ben David. Galil represents Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, the difference between Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, Rav Tzadik explains it in several different places, that Mashiach ben Yosef only fixes the chitzonius, the outside, while Mashiach ben David fixes also the inside. Meaning what? As Tzadik tells us in Tekonos HaShavim, there's two pchinos, there's two concepts in Am Yisrael. There's a tzadik and there's a baal tshuva. Tzadik means you do everything perfect. And whatever you do, that's what you accomplish. A baal tshuva means that even if not everything is perfect on the outside, but a person can do tshuva on the inside and still connect with all the bad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's the main difference between Yehuda and Yosef. Yosef and Yosef HaTzadik. He needed to be perfected on the outside. And when something was missing, he had a challenge, because he, Chas HaShalom, would do one Aveira, he would lose everything. Yehuda, he's somebody who seems to be, he did a few wrong things. But at the end of the day, he did Shuva, he was Moideh, and he was able to rectify everything. These are the two representations that we have. Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who takes all the tzaddikim, all the outside, and he does a chitzonius de ke'ula. As it's brought down in the name of the Goyim, Mashiach ben Yosef is the one who does ke'ula saguf. He saves the bodies. Mashiach ben David is the one who does ke'ula sanefesh, meaning he brings back all the people that are far away. He brings back every person himself, all the bad things they did, he's able to correct it. That's the tafka of Mashiach ben David. And we mentioned already once in this shiur, where the Goyen says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us the two times of Mashiach to come. Be'ita on the right time, and Achishana, when Am Yisrael are doing well, so then Mashiach will come faster. Says the Goyen, when it comes on time, it's Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is Be'ita. Mashiach ben Yosef is Achishenes, if it comes a little quicker. It comes faster. Because if Am Yisrael is tzaddikim, they deserve it based on their deeds, that's where Mashiach ben Yosef belongs. If Am Yisrael doesn't deserve it, so then they need Mashiach ben David to come and bring and make tshuva in the world. That's the definition, the difference between the two Mashiachim. Now we mentioned over here in this shir, in Tafid Gimel Beis Yudal Damud Aleph, when the Gemara spoke about the two Lachmi Toido and the two cows that were plowing in Erev Pesach, what the Beis Yaakov says in his Sefer, and HaKadosh Pesach called Sefer Hazmanim, that because Pesach is a time of Geula, Erev Pesach is the preparation for the Geula. And therefore, we're noig, we act then how we prepare for the Geula. So taking all this, we may come to explain our Mishnah over here. Yehuda represents Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is the one who takes the good and the bad and brings everything back. Galil is Mashiach ben Yosef. It has to be perfected. So when they prepare for the Geula, it's reflected in how they do it. In Galil, they did no melacha, meaning they were not oisek at anything chulin. All they did was spirituality and focusing on Pesach when they prepare for the Geula. Because in Galil, it's Katzav Mashiach ben Yosef, Katzav of a tzaddik, Katzav that I'm not returning anything back, it needs to be perfect. So the whole preparation is perfected with focus on spirituality. But Yehuda represents Mashiach ben David, by them it was a half day melacha and half day kedusha. Because Mashiach ben David is the one who takes the chulin, that takes the bad, takes the kedusha and the good, and brings everything back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the preparation by Geul Bahim is different. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.